Hey, ha, hello, welcome back to another episode of Unapologetically You with Lisa G. Thank you. What? Oh my God. So, you know, I work with a mic and I'm not judging anyone, but if you fucking listen to ASMR, dog, you're nuts. Like, watching people do this shit. God, this shit makes my fucking stomach hurt. I don't know. I guess they have to have, like, a unique mic. You can't. Well, I guess if I take off this thing, hold on. It's like, I can't do it. Hold on, I gotta put this fucking thing back on. Oh God, I can't do it. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Anyway, wow, I can't believe I just spent 50 seconds talking about literally nothing. Why do you guys listen to this podcast? Actually, I do really want to know why you guys listen to this podcast. If you could do me a favor and you could DM me on Instagram, Life of Lisa G, and tell me why you listen to this fucking podcast, I'd love to know why. Anyways, welcome back to another episode of Unapologetically You with Lisa G. I'm your host, Lisa motherfucking G. Who the fuck else would it be? And today, I'm finna tell you my hot takes about the beauty industry. I made a video about this on TikTok and I wanted to go even more in depth on it on my podcast and actually give you guys a couple more points that I'd not put on my social media. So here are my hot takes about the beauty industry. And the thing that I want to point out too is the reason why these are quote unquote hot takes is because they're not even really hot takes. They're really just, these are things I do to keep my fucking sanity because being a hairdresser is already hard enough as it fucking is. Okay. Like most of us are already clinically insane. So I do these things to keep my fucking sanity. All right. First things first, I do not, and I repeat, I do not double book. Hell motherfucking no. I do not double book. And I'm going to tell you why. I used to be a stylist who would book 8 to 10, 12 people a day, a client every hour. All right. Every fucking hour, I'm fucking racking them out. All right. When I was that person, and I wanted to go in depth this on the podcast. When I was that person, I was high anxiety. I was the thinnest I'd ever been. I'm 5'8", okay? I was maybe 115 pounds. That's not fucking healthy, okay? To put anything in perspective, if you've seen me, if you know what I look like now, I'm 5'8 and like 165, 170. I'm husky now, all right? I'm not, you know, I say husky, but I'd like to say that I'm a healthier weight. I'd like to be like 160, but you know, I'm okay with what I have going on right now. But just let that sink in. 5'8", 112 pounds. So I was not healthy, okay? I worked every single day, all the fucking time. Like I said, I was high anxiety all the time. I didn't realize that, how anxious I was, but I fucking was, okay? Granted, doing that made me feel safe because that's what my body was used to. But now, as somebody who has gone through trauma therapy and has healed a lot of these things with myself, miss me with that bullshit. I live a very fast paced but slow life. You know, it's fast paced in certain aspects, but slow in the sense of I'm in no fucking rush. I ain't got no damn anxiety. Like, no, baby, I ain't anxious about shit. I'm chilling. You know what I mean? I used to be really anxious about getting people in and, you know, having like taking people and like making the money and the what the fuck ever. And now, dog, I just don't give a fuck. I do not double book. No. So there's that. Okay. The other half of that is there's a quality control aspect of that. And I'm not here to degrade anybody who double books with quality control, but you cannot look me in the eyes and say that you do your best work when you have 30 minutes to do a full foil. You cannot. You cannot convince me. There's just no way. Okay. You cannot convince me that you are doing you're putting your best foot forward when you have three people processing around you. No, you can't convince me. You just can't. And I will die on that hill. Okay. And the reason why I say quality control is because my clients pay top dollar and I'm not a cheap stylist. I charge a lot of fucking money for my shit because I deserve it. But I know I cannot put my best foot forward charge and charge that kind of money if I got like fucking mad heads just chilling around me. No. And again, because my clients pay top dollar, they want top dollar results. I mean, good for you if you feel like you're giving top dollar results, doing like five heads at a time, more power to you, but you just can't convince me otherwise. You can't convince me that internally you're calm, collected, you're happy, you're chilling, you know, all the things. You just can't. It's one thing to like take clients back to back to back, but double booking, you just can't. I'm sorry. I love every single one of you. You're probably stop listening to this, but like, you're probably like pausing the episode, like, fuck this bitch. She'll know what she's talking about, but just hear me out. Okay. Just hear me out. The other thing that I don't do as well, which this one is kind of weird. I realize this now, but I there's no other way for me to explain this except for the way I'm going to explain it. I don't work with assistants. I don't work with assistants for two reasons. A, quality control. Again, I am a control freak. I have to control with my clients. It's a thing. Like, I think it's just because I have such a relationship with my clients and I do such deep connections with my clients that I just know exactly what they want. I know exactly how they like it. And I know, you know, I just know these things. And it's not to say that I can't teach an assistant that, because it's, you know, that is the furthest thing from the truth. And that, you know, I recognize that. I recognize that that's not fair to an assistant, which is why I don't take them. That's why I don't train people. I don't train assistants. Now, don't get me wrong. There is, you know, I really would like to open up a second salon and start to do that again, because I used to do it in the past. But I have a different way of how I want to do it. It's going to look a lot different. I don't want them working with me exclusively. I want them to work with multiple people, not just me, you know. But, and, you know, that's a whole other can of worms. But I don't work with assistants simply because of quality control, and also because I know I have a control problem. I know that I do. And I would never want to put somebody through that. I just think that there are, like, there's a reason why there are assistant programs and why that is the way that that is. I firmly do believe with hands-on education for assistants. Don't get me wrong. Again, this is why, like, this is kind of like a weird take, but it has to be in a controlled setting, and it needs to be planned. Like, for me personally, because of the type of relationships that I have with my clients. And the reason why I say this, because I've lived and learned, okay? I did train people. I did have own a salon at one point, and I did train them to take over my clients. But here's the thing. Nobody will give a fuck about your business the way that you do. And that shit sticks. My clients, when I left Delaware, my old staff members, they told me, they were like, we don't feel comfortable taking your clients. And I'm like, why? They're like, because the clients are constantly comparing us to you. And I'm like, okay. So then I asked my clients, I'm like, well, what's going on? They're like, your attention to detail is just unmatched. And I'm like, fuck. Okay. So see what I'm saying? I don't want to put someone in that position because of the way that I am. And it's not to say that I would never give an assistant a chance. I definitely would. And I will. I just, it has to be the right person. They have to have the same, similar drive. And they have to, honestly, I hate to say this, but they have to show themselves to me. Because I know what that did mentally to my staff. So I would never want to do that to people again. Does that make sense? I hope this makes sense. This is just a me thing. This is something that I have to work through. These are things that I have to relinquish the control issue, you know, but again, that is a me thing. But that is why I don't work with assistants. I've had so many people inquire and ask me, and, I think I'm getting closer to being ready. I think, you know, like I said, I'm working on this whole control thing, and, you know, I'm actually about to lead a team to New York Fashion Week, and, you know, I gotta let them fly. You know, I'm gonna let them do their thing, and I think that's gonna help me a lot with like the control aspect. But yeah, that's my take on assistance. And I also don't believe that I should be getting paid if my assistant is doing all the work. Like, that part, I don't agree with that either. Like, that's also why I don't have an assistant, because if you are doing majority of the work, you're gonna get the money. I don't know. That's just like, if you're doing it, why would I take the money for it? I don't know. But I mean, yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of my take on that as well. Now, the next thing is, I am gratuity free. And it's not because it's trendy. It's because that shit works. And I'm going to tell you like my thought process with it too. when I went to Gratuity Free, the reason why I did that is because honestly, like, tip culture has kind of gotten out of hand. I think most of us can sit here and say that we play favorites with our clientele simply because they tip a lot. Like, oh, so Betty's coming in today and I love her because she tips me $20 every time I do her shit. Or, oh, like, this person came in and, like, they didn't tip me that much. Like, I don't know if I'm going to rebook them. Like, that's not cool. You should not be playing favorites simply because of how someone tips you. And also, this is going to be fucking mean, but I love y'all. If you are relying simply on your tips, you got to budget differently. Or you got to figure out what's going on with your paycheck or whatever the case may be. But if tips are the only things that are holding you through, we've got to have a conversation. Either your job needs to be paying you more, or you need to pivot the way you're spending your money, or whatever the case may be. But something's got to change because you should not be relying on your tips. With that, when I went gratuity free, again, like, tip culture is just kind of weird because of that aspect. And also because I charge what I charge, you know, let's just say, like, a standard typical hair extension install, like a brand new install, custom coloring, the whole nine yards, is anywhere between like $1,200 to $1,500. I don't expect a tip on top of that. You know, like, that, they're already spending quite a bit of money. So to get a tip on top of that, plus, for me, money does not turn me on in that capacity. I can give a fuck about it. I've always been like that way about money. Like, I love money and I chase money, and don't get me wrong, like, I work as hard as I do to have money for the financial freedom to do, you know, to invest in the businesses and to invest in the company and to invest in my assets and myself. But am I, like, money hungry? Not necessarily. Like, I just don't fucking care, you know, whether I got $2 in my account or $200,000 in my account, I'm going to act the same way. That's just how I look at life. So there's that. Like, money just is not, it's not a thing for me. So I don't care about, like, the tip. I just don't. So when I went gratuity free, I let my clients know, like, hey, I'm gratuity free, but if you feel so inclined to, with being gratuity free, if you would like to, quote unquote, tip me, here's how you can tip me. Now, this is where I've talked about this on a couple of episodes back about where my love language comes into play. Because our job is so personal, I think it's really important to personalize how you run your business to yourself. So for me to feel loved, I accept, you know, gifts. I love thoughtful gifts. So a book, a gift card. I've gotten, oh my God, my clients have bought me clothes one time, like a sweater, really nice sweater. Flowers. I love, love, love getting flowers. My clients have bought me books. My clients have brought me lunch. My clients have brought me Starbucks. Like, they brought me coffee, things like that. That stuff means a lot to me. That makes me feel loved. And again, that's how I run my business and that is how I do things. So that is just, you know, that's how I do it. So I went in gratuity free. That's literally what I told them. And that's just that. And that it works so beautifully, and it's actually helped a lot with my relationship with my clients, because there's no expectation after the fact. There's no expectation with a tip. And it just alleviates a lot of awkward conversations. And again, I mean, if they're budgeting $1,500, you know, are they going to budget an additional whatever? Like, I don't expect that, because tips are, you know, they're subjective. You don't have to tip people. So there's that. That's why I'm gratuity free, because it just doesn't make sense for me. The next thing is, I am also an hourly and a package stylist. I truly think that this is the smartest thing anybody could ever do for their business, is to switch to hourly and package pricing. The a la carte bullshit, I mean, more power to you if it works for you, but I am not going to sit here and remember how many fucking bowls of bleach I use for you and how many fucking tubes of color I've used. I'm not going to remember that. I can barely remember my name half the time. What makes you think I'm going to sit here and remember how many fucking ounces of lightener I used, unless I write it down? Which, sure, I could write it down, but no, I don't have time for that. I do everything package and hourly pricing. So packaging meaning, so let's just say I'm going to tell you guys what my blonding packages are. My big blonding package is $875. So it's a 5-hour session for $875. And that type of setting, they can get like a full blonding experience. So they can go, like, there's a video that I just posted a couple months ago, my client who went from borderline a level, you know, 4 or 5 to a level, like a level 8 to 12, in one sitting with my blonding package. all over. So it doesn't, it's not just like a full highlight. I don't do like full highlight and partial. Like I don't do shit like that. It's more of what can I get done in this time span? And I know like I have a signature application that I can do to achieve a lot maximum results. So that's what I do. That one, the blonding package includes a baby light or a foil, as well as a tip out, as well as a face frame, a gloss, a root tap if needed, treatments, the whole nine yards. And also brand new clients also get take home packages and also like take home hair care packages customized by me. And also, this is another thing that I like to do with my businesses as well, is depending on, so if your appointment is 6 hours and more, then you're going to get complimentary lunch. Like your lunch is going to be included in your package. We get hungry, bitch. Okay. If I'm fucking hungry, bitch, I know you're hungry. Okay. We're going to eat together. We're going to take a little break and we're going to eat real quick, you know, because that's the thing, is I'm always going to make sure that I'm okay, especially in these situations. And I know sitting for 6 hours plus is a lot for people. So I'm going to make their experience as enjoyable as possible and give them lunch. Now, and also, and like, honestly, if I order lunch and they're doing like a 4 hour package, I'm going to offer it to them. I'm like, hey, do you want some lunch? And they're like, oh my God, yeah, maybe. Or like, yes, or whatever. Like, what are you getting? And I'll order it. And they're like, oh my God, let me Venmo you. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Like, I do put a budget in my beauty budget to make sure that I can afford that, and I can make sure that I don't eat into my profits. And I, you know, but here's the thing, like the more that you pour into your clients, the more they're going to pour back into you. I mean, like my clients never bat an eye whenever I raise my prices. And don't worry, like I said, $8.75 for a 5 hour appointment, like that sounds steep to some people, but it's not to them because they know I take care of them. So, and also with my clients, about twice a year, if not quarterly, depending on the client, they will get take-home products. So I made sure that I had relationships with certain brands so that way I can be able to offer that. So I get that that's a very, very unique thing. But here's the thing, you can do it too. You can go to your local Cosmoprof or go to your local sales rep and ask them, hey, do you have any free samples that I can have? Give those samples to your clients. Because here's the thing, we often forget, like we get these things so easily and we have access to this stuff so easily, but they don't. Like something that I put something in perspective for me recently is I have a podcast manager. Her name's Carrie. She's awesome. And she was like, hey, you know, can I buy some K18 from you? And I'm like, oh no, like here, have it. And she's like, oh my God, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah. Like, why are you stressing? You know what I mean? Cause K18 is one of the brands that I have a relationship with. And she's like, oh my God. And it really like dawned on me. She's like, you know, I don't have access to this kind of stuff like you do. And I'm like, she's right. Like we have access to all these things, and a lot of stylists don't utilize it. A lot of stylists aren't asking for the free samples. A lot of stylists aren't asking for the free take home and for the free, you know, mini bottles and things like that. Like that's literally why hair brands exist, is because of us. So ask them, hey, are there any samples that I can give away to people? Or excuse me, even make your own samples. Like you can get the little things from Amazon and make your own samples and send them home to people, and they'll eat that shit up. And here's another thing that's a great way of marketing. You're marketing the products that you sell, because if they end up liking it, they'll buy it from you. So with all my services, again, I kind of just gave you a lot of information at once. I'm hourly package. I do that because I do experiences. I don't call them appointments because it's not just a hair appointment. It's an experience with me. Again, they can get coffee, they can get lunch, they can get take-home products. It's a whole thing. It's not just, you know, come in and get their hair done and then they leave. It's a whole experience. And that's why I charge what I charge. Now, I kind of like grouped a lot of them. I was going to talk about products, talk about lunch, the whole nine yards. I'm trying to read what my fucking handwriting says. Oh, yes. So the other thing that I do that is kind of, it's definitely becoming more popular, which thank fuck. I exclusively use online forms to get my clientele. I do not talk through DM. I do not accept appointments through DM. The only time I will accept an appointment through email is if I email you first or if I explicitly tell you to email me. But if you do not fill out that email form, I won't take you as a client. That's just the way that I work. That is just the way that things rumble. Okay. That is I do that because I only want people who take me seriously, and I only want people who respect my boundaries. And on my form, it literally says how I do things, how I charge, how everything. So it alleviates like a lot of the questions. It says exactly who I am, what I'm going to do, how I do things, what I charge, my rules, my stipulations. And if you would choose to book with me, boom. Because here's the thing, like, I do not have time for wishy-washy people who are not serious. I don't have time. And that's how I treat my books. And because I treat it like that, people respect the fuck out of me, you know? And don't get me wrong, I was not always like this. I was not always this structured. I started off, like, obviously when I was newer to the industry, I started off a little bit more friendly, but then that I got taken advantage of. So now I've kind of become a little bit more structured, but as you get to know me, I will loosen up. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not like a fucking, like a stickler all the fucking time. But in the beginning I am, because I want to make sure that you respect me, you respect my boundaries, you respect who I am, you respect what I do. So doing the online forms and having everything laid out like that for them to know. And again, there's no questions. Like, they don't need to guess. They don't need to guess like who, like how I do things, what they should be budgeting, like whatever the case would be. It's right there. Like, they don't have to think about it. They just like, oh shit, okay, cool. And that way it just alleviates a lot of unnecessary conversation, a lot of like unnecessary bickering, and a lot of unnecessary, like just unnecessary shit. Like, just having it like that has helped me a lot, and it weeds people out. Having my prices out like that, the way that I do it, the package, and explaining it to them. Some people are here for it, some people aren't, and that's okay. And I honor that shit. It's not that I try to avoid as much communication as possible, but I do, because I want to be, you know, present with my clients. I want to be present with my businesses and whatnot. And even when I wasn't, like, even when I was more full-time than this, I still did this exact same way. It's worked really, really well for me. And it's honestly, again, kind of tying everything back in, it keeps my fucking sanity to do it like this. Another thing is I do not work more than 3 days a week. And I get that not everyone financially can do that, but here's the thing. I can't either. Like, trust. I need to be working more, but I only do 3 days a week to create that scarcity, to make it a little bit harder for people to get in. And to also, again, keep my fucking sanity. The max I'll ever do is 4 days. The max, absolute max. I can't really handle more than 4 days a week. Otherwise, like, I am burnt to the max. But yeah, I don't do more than about 3 to 4 days a week. Absolute max, like I said, is 4. If I absolutely need to do 4, I will. But I traditionally just do 3 days. And usually 3 days are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And occasionally I'll switch it up and do like, I was like 2 days a week for a while, but Thursday, Friday. But sometimes I'll offer a Saturday if I'm feeling frisky. I haven't worked Saturdays in years. Oh my God. But yeah, these are all the things that I do in my business as a hairdresser to keep my fucking sanity. It's not even like I do these things just to do them. Like, it's literally to keep my mental health like good, you know. I do these things to make sure that I'm okay. But if you guys have any more questions about this fun stuff, if you guys don't know, I have a program called Success Shadowing with Lisa G. It's a program where you get to fly out here, you hang out with me for 3 days, and we define what your vision of success and of success. And we sit down and we create a game plan, and we go through your business, we go through your content creation. It's so much, obviously behind the chair too, but there's a lot more to this than a traditional shadowing thing. Or shadowing session. Again, this is completely specific to you. So if you are, you know, curious about what success looks like for you, I can help you figure that out. If you already know what success looks like to you, but you don't know the steps to take, that's what I'm here for. And then from there, it's a 12-month mentorship. So where I can mentor you guys, hold your guys' hand, talk to you guys, make sure you guys are okay, and help you guys with any decisions or anything that you guys need for the next 12 months. I've had such great success so far with all this. And I really, that's my new season of life, is that that's really what I want to do, is just continue to help stylists, like, just fucking do this shit, like, do shit that keeps your sanity and do shit that keeps you healthy, and just like stop following just the societal norm just because it's a societal norm, you know. But if you're interested in this, please reach out to me on Instagram, Life of Lisa G. Reach out to me. Let's talk. But I'm going to end my podcast the way that I end every single podcast. And it's ironic because it's now part of the name. Make sure you are always unapologetically yourself, because it inspires others to do the same. I love every single one of you guys. I'll catch you guys on the next one.